The third annual Jane Austen Retreat takes place next weekend at the Wiawaka Center for Women on Lake George on Sunday, June 29th. Participants join scholars and enthusiasts in exploring Jane Austen's world through facilitated discussions of Mansfield Park, viewing and discussion of film adaptations of the novel, and presentations from members of the Jane Austen Society of North America and the New York Capital Region. Is that a chapter? Is that how that works?
Yes.
Excellent. And we are joined this morning by Mary Huber, as well as Pat Friesen, who is president of the Jane Austen Society of North America. And Mary and Pat, thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
A delight.
And could I make just a little bit of a correction?
In the how I pronounce your last name?
No, but I'm not president of JASNA. I am regional coordinator of our capital region, which is an affiliate of the national organization.
Thank so you. Question number one is, how does that work? So you have, there is this national organization, the Jane Austen Society of North America, and then how does it filter through? Then there's chapters all over?
Right.
Cool.
I heard of the Jane Austen Society a few years ago and discovered that we did not have a region. We didn't have a capital region. There are regions all over the country, including Canada. Another country. And so I applied for a capital region, and we were accepted 3 years ago. And because I was the one that applied, I kind of was like, okay, you get to be coordinator. So I've been the coordinator ever since.
What do you hope to accomplish as a chapter and as a society? What ultimately do you think your mission is?
Well, the mission is the national mission, which is to promote and study fine literature, which is the vision. And then the mission is to expand upon that, and with the emphasis on Jane Austen, her biography and her works and her genius. And by doing that, we were very ambitious from the beginning, actually. In fact, we probably need to step back.
Nothing wrong with ambition.
Yeah, we have, so we do programming every month. We invite scholars to come and present various programs on the actual era, on Jane Austen's novels, on history surrounding that era and her biography. We also do really fun things like our retreat, which we'll talk about further. And this will be our third annual.
Yep.
And we also celebrate her birthday at the Bachelor Mansion in Saratoga. And we have been lucky enough to have it actually on her birthday, which is December 16th. So we have a beautiful high tea, and program at the Bachelor Mansion in Saratoga.
So Mary, tell us about this retreat that is coming up and what exactly you will be accomplishing over this wonderful day.
Well, you're kind of curious about what's the relationship between the Jane Austen Society of North America and our New York Capital Region. And in fact, what we've done through our programming this year is take the same theme that the North American chapter is using for its program at its national convention, which will be conducted in Montreal in the fall, and that is the whole conference is devoted to Austen's Mansfield Park. And so we are doing the same in our programming throughout the year, and that will be the theme of our retreat as well. And we were very fortunate to be able to obtain a grant from the international organization to bring a special speaker, Dr. Susan Jones, who's coming from Palm Beach Atlantic University and who is a expert on some of the fine points of Mansfield Park. So she's going to be our keynoter. But at the same time, we are going to be having presentations from some of our local people who are very interested in Jane Austen, And for example, I'm going to be doing a presentation on slavery in her work. And this is a theme that all of a sudden has burgeoned because of the movie Belle. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah.
Isn't that a wonderful movie?
It's gorgeous.
And that was Lord Mansfield who was featured in that film, and thus we have Mansfield Park. So there may very well be a connection between his stopping the slave trade and the title Mansfield Park. So, we're also going to be able through this retreat to enjoy beautiful Wiawaka Holiday House. So we have, as you mentioned earlier, we're going to look at the movie Mansfield Park. We'll talk about the novel itself and its themes. We have very special lecturers signed up, and we're going to do some creative work as well. But then we also get to enjoy Lake George. And how splendid is that?
Absolutely beautiful.
And you're invited.
Okay, then that was my question. So it's not just for members of the society. It's for members for anyone who wishes to come and find out more.
Absolutely. Yes. And we have... many people who have signed up who are not members of our particular capital region.
In the few moments that we have left, give us an idea of what you've accomplished over the last two retreats and what you hope to build on through this one.
Well, the first one, each year we have a theme based on a novel. Our first year was based on Emma. And we had some, again, discussions and creative projects. We actually made bonnets. And then we culminate the whole retreat with a Box Hill picnic. And Box Hill was featured in the novel Emma, where they go to this hill, Box Hill, and have a picnic. And so each year we do culminate the retreat with a picnic. Last year was the novel Persuasion. And again, everything was based on that novel. A lot of Mary was actually there, could probably speak more to specifics. I didn't actually get to participate too much, but had to do with the maritime and the Navy. And
right, Napoleonic Wars stood were very important for that particular novel. And so we learned a lot about the Navy at that time, which features prominently throughout her work.
Right. And then, of course, this year is Mansfield Park, which, like Mary said, ties in with so much that is happening now.
So for people who want to find out more information about the retreat taking place at the Wiawaka Center for Women on Lake George, the best place to do that is...
They can call me or email me, or they can actually go online and register with Wiawaka if they want to stay overnight or during. They have day passes, and then they can call me. I don't know. Can I give a phone number?
You can if you really want to do that. Are you sure you want to do that? Okay.
I'm willing.
Okay.
518.
Yep.
223-3077.
518-223-3077. All right. And you can also find out more information by going to wiawaka.org, W-I-A-W-A-K-A, wiawaka.org, which has information. And again, the event takes place Sunday, June 29th. It's the third annual Jane Austen Retreat. Pat and Mary, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend. And I thank you very much for coming and telling us about it.
Thank you.
Curiosity.
Thank you,
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're
listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.